We all know that owning a small business means you wear many hats, but sometimes you really need an extra pair of hands. Upwork is how good companies find great and trusted freelance talent. With more than 2 decades of experience, with the simple and ambitious goal of pioneering a better way of working, companies at every stage turn to Upwork to get things done and find more flexibility in staffing key projects and initiatives. They access a global marketplace filled with top talent in IT, web dev, marketing, and more. Posting a job on Upwork is easy. With no cost to join, you can register, browse freelancer profiles, and get help drafting a job post or even book a consultation. From there, you connect with freelancers that get you and can easily hire them and take your business to the next level. Visit Upwork.com right now and post your job for free. That's Upwork.com to post your job for free and connect with top talent ready to help your business grow. That's UPWORK.com, Upwork.com.
Don't sweat the technique. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's the Killer Bees
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Here's Joel Blank and Jeremy Branham.
Best bromances in sports history, or who's
hey,
the...
both shot a turkey at the same time.
I can't believe they heard that. See gender, and which quarterbacks are under the most pressure in 2025, whatever you want to talk about. Killer Bees, do what you want us to do. Like a couple of back end of the bullpen relievers shooting turkeys together at a ranch when they didn't sleep all night.
King and I both shot a turkey at the same time.
One of the underrated part of that, too, is like our the game that we were playing was originally at day, and then they moved it to night, and then like some panic set in. Like,
we were really worked up for this trip.
Your game got moved 6 hours, and you're panicking when it's up 2 months away? It's going to be all right, Josh. Like, that's how much he was looking forward to this trip with Brian. Hater and King, the bromance that we need.
Yeah. King and I both shot a turkey at the same time.
Oh, man. It might be the lowest ERA bromance we've ever seen. I'm not reading that text, 0426. Nice try. Terrell Owens and Tony Romo, that's my quarterback. That's a pretty good call. Mm-hmm. I mean, Terrell Owens was, I mean, in tears.
Yep. He cried over Tony.
About his quarterback. He cried over, that's my quarterback.
Far greater than Donovan McNabb, who he sold out for throwing up in the Super Bowl.
Yeah. That's one of my favorite gifts is Terrell Owens crying, that's my quarterback. Bromance, Luka and Boban. And then somebody else did Boban and Tobias. Boban had a bunch of bromances.
He did. Boban and Tobias did they do the goldfish commercial.
Oh, this guy said Gilbert Arenas and Javaris Crittenden.
That documentary is pretty good.
I'm halfway through. I haven't finished it. Gilbert Arenas is a goofball. I didn't realize how big a goofball
he's weird,
he was.
Man.
God, on his podcast and stuff that he tells stories about. Well, in the league during the day, he was the same way, but he wasn't afraid to do anything.
Yeah, he's goofy. Aaron, J.J. Watt and Brian Cushing marrying sisters. That's a pretty good bromance. But it's not as big a bromance because they married each other's sisters. Like, I think that disqualifies their bromance a little bit. A little bit.
Yeah.
Like, it comes down an echelon. I ding them a couple of points for marrying the sisters. You know?
Yeah, it's not like that they're teammates, but how tight were they? They're just joined at the sister because of the sister.
Texture says Ricky Henderson and Ricky Henderson.
That's pretty good.
Line. Dream and Clyde. Yeah, they're friends.
That was
long history together. Go Cougs.
Yeah. And when we used to play the Blazers in Portland, Dream, who never left his hotel room, would be at the bar with, you know, and again with alcohol. But he and Clyde would close the place down just talking the entire night.
And Dream would drink?
No, they would just be sitting to catch up.
Yeah. Dell and Stroud, crying emoji. Yeah, they were pretty tight. I think Dell and CJ.
Stroud cried over Tank. Yeah.
Burrow and Branham. That's a good one. Romo and Witten. That's not a bad call. Romo and Witten had a pretty good
romance. They vacationed together.
Those are boys.
Yeah.
Iverson and Carmelo Anthony.
I didn't know really? That one.
They were teammates in Denver for a couple of years.
They were. I didn't realize they're that close.
Yeah, I don't remember them having like a huge, like abnormal bond.
The three that are super known to be super tight are LeBron, Melo, and CP3. And then when LeBron went to Miami, I thought it was when Wade really got into
became the fourth wheel.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of LeBron, you could throw in J.R. Smith and LeBron James's mother.
That would not be J.R. Smith, by the way. You got the wrong player.
Yeah, it was Delonte West, right?
Delonte West.
Oh, right. West, right. It was Delonte West. My bad. Damn it.
St. Joe's with Jameer.
Damn it.
Hooked up with LeBron's mom and now, like, doesn't have a home. Like, what a wild roller coaster of a life is Delonte West had.
On a one of those crotch rocket motorcycles with the violin case with guns in it.
I feel bad for him, really. I think he's lost his mind.
He was living in the Mavs practice facility. Cuban put him up and allowed it.
Yeah, he's lost his mind. Like, I feel bad for him. McCoy and Shipley, they were roommates.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
a great call.
Yeah, that's a great call.
Great call. Colt McCoy and Jordan Shipley.
Oh,
Jordan remember, Shipley. Like, they couldn't stop telling that story about how they were roommates?
Even I, as a Longhorns fan, got sick. Have you ever seen the vote? They would show this video all the time how Colt McCoy stood on the, on a bank, and Jordan Shipley was coming by while someone else was, driving a boat, and Colt completed a pass from the land to the boat to Jordan Shipley.
Cringe.
Yeah, there was a lot of that.
Ooh, I got a good one. Joe Buck and Fernando Tatis.
Are they?
You never heard the rumors?
No, I'll have to Google it. No, I haven't heard that one.
Joe Buck's Fernando Tatis rumors that exist on the internet. Don't believe everything you read on the internet or hear on the radio. A Magic and Bird. That's a pretty good bromance. Mm-hmm. Blaine, they killed two different turkeys, but the bromance and music did them no favors. We understand that they killed two turkeys because King pulled the trigger, hit one, and then Hader had to get the other one as he was running away. Mm-hmm. Ricky Williams marrying himself. What a weird dude.
Yeah, that was that whole Sports Illustrated cover and everything. Yeah.
This guy says bromance Watson in a massage parlor. The thing, though, is that he didn't go see a bro. That would eliminate the bromance part of that. Because I don't think that the massage parlors, or at least the masseuse that he was going to see, we're bros.
Agreed.
I think it rhymes with bros, starts with H. Any non-trade additions possible for the Rock? We're talking bromances here right now. We're not talking serious sports. Suarez and Messi? I didn't know that one about Suarez and Messi, but they're both Argentine. Okay. That might be Glenn Davis's number. Can you confirm that?
GD texting in the show.
OJ Simpson, his ex-wife and a waiter? Come on. Come on. All those people are no longer with us. Why would you say that?
I feel okay making OJ jokes, though.
Cody Stoops and Landry Locker said something? That's not fair.
I mean, it's true, though.
They're friends. They do a good job on
SNL. What's the difference between that and...
King and I both shot a turkey at the same time.
They're not going hunting together. They're not interlocking fingers on the trigger.
I mean, they kind of follow each other around, though.
Do you think that they interlock fingers on the trigger when they shoot these turkeys together? They help each other.
Oh, maybe it's like when someone's trying to show you how to hit a putt. You know, you got an arm over arm.
John, this one says Granado and the Red Weasel. I don't think that was a bromance between the two.
No,
I don't think so.
Deshaun Watson and Robert Kraft. Your imaginations are running wild now. Doesn't Kyle Shanahan have a tattoo with someone from UT? I don't know, Brian.
It's Kyle Shanahan and Chris Sims. They have matching tattoos.
Shanahan and Chris Sims have matching tattoos.
I'd forgotten about that one.
Yeah, they played at UT together, right?
What? Yeah,
played on that
100%.
What
Google
is the tattoo?
I don't remember, but Google it. Yeah,
would you ever get a matching tattoo with a bro?
Nope.
No.
The only way that I would is if it was like we survived something. You know? Like
how you grave would like the situation have to be?
Death. Like you were close to death. Like either like if you're in the military with somebody and maybe you got like raided or something like or you're like a fireman mm-hmm. that ran into like a burning building. Like that's the only way I think. But like that one would make sense. But I'm gonna go on a limb and say that Shanahan and Sims did not have an experience like that unless they survived the wrath of Mac Brown. I don't think that's the case, right?
No, I mean, they played at the – oh, okay, so I found it. Apparently the matching tattoos is they have each other's initials tattooed on their ankles.
Oh, no.
That's got to be fake. There's no way that's real.
No, I mean, I know they have matching tattoos.
There's no way they have each other's initials on their ankle. There is – I refuse to believe that. I need to see this as proof before I believe this. There's no way that is real. No way. Blankers, let's get each other's initials on
no
our ankle. Funny thing with us is
you claim it's yourself.
That's true, too.
I mean,
what's your middle name?
A tattoo on an ankle is already questionable enough.
You're JJB.
What about you?
JDB.
Doris?
That's Largo. No.
What's your middle name?
David.
Oh, okay. That's very normal. Magic and Isaiah Thomas, they always kiss before the games. They didn't always kiss before the games. They kissed the one time.
They had a falling out, too.
Yeah, they did.
Have reconciled.
Do you think it's because they were scorned?
It got pretty contentious during those series.
I thought it was another player that Joe Buck was in love with, the whole, and he's only whatever years old. That was Soto. But there was rumors about Tatis and Buck whenever they were both in St. Louis.
Yeah, I did Google that, and there are plenty of stories.
There's a lot of them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Talk about Rockets trade rumors. What are the Rockets trade rumors? Like, they're interested in Durant.
We did.
Johnny Granato and Dell. Would you go Granato and Dell, or would you go Granato and Lance?
Granato and Lance.
I would say that as well. Yeah. Dell needs to be in the conversation, though. Bagwell and Biggio, good call. Killer Bees.
Was Cammy involved in that and DK?
They were all tight, but if you go, I mean, Bagwell and Biggio had the length.
Yeah.
You know, like, they were together for a lot longer.
But yeah,
I don't know if Bagwell and Biggio were the best friends of that unit, though. Like, Auspice and Bagwell were probably better friends than...
I think early on, Cammy was tighter with Bagwell than the other guys, and I think DK was tight with Biggio, maybe?
I don't really remember. Okay. Pele and Maradona. I don't really know the joke.
That's
there.
That's Glenn
again. A&M football on 8-4 records. Come on. The Bash Brothers, Canseco and Mark McGuire, Kermit the Frog and Miss Piggy. Are you calling Miss Piggy a bro? What are we doing here? Bagwell and Biggio, said somebody else. For Bagwell and Caminiti. Okay. Rodman and Kim Jong-un. That is weird, though, how Rodman goes there. I think Kim Jong-un pays him to go hang out.
I think he does. I think he does make appearances as well. But that's a very strange relationship.
Kubiak and Schaub. Okay. Come on, Rackham Pete. Chill. Jake Gyllenhaal and Heath Ledger. That's what I think about whenever I see... Whenever I saw that hater Brian King thing, tattoo story is real. Not sure exactly what. There's no way they have initials on their ankles of each other.
I found an article from the Mercury News in California saying it was initials, and I found another article saying it was also their initials.
Hold on, it'd be okay. So, like, each other's initials?
Yeah, I was gonna say. So Shanahan has Chris Sims' initials on his ankle.
Correct.
That's so weird.
This totally changes my opinion of Kyle Shanahan, but it totally validates my opinion of Chris Sims. Is that weird? Like, well, it changes my opinion of Shanahan, but it validates my opinion of Sims.
Well, doesn't it in a way kind of like, okay, this guy's blown multiple Super Bowls, now I get it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would trust him a lot more. Like, if I was hiring an NFL football coach and he had the initials of just a friend... Like, that didn't have some, like, background to the story? I wouldn't hire that guy.
I'm sorry. Like, you know, all my best friends in the world, unless they, like, saved up one of my family members or me or something like that, there's no flipping way I'm putting one of my buddy's initials on my ankle.
Right? No chance.
Not at all.
Bert and Ernie.
There's rumors there, too.
Yeah. Harden and P.J. Tucker. Not reading that one. Not reading that one.
PJ wasn't real close with James.
Ime and Van Vliet. Ime does like Van Vliet. John McClain and Cal McNair.
Dusty Baker and Maldi.
That's a good one.
McHale was tight with Bill Walton.
Was he?
Yeah, he used to tell us stories about the Grateful Dead concerts and all that kind of stuff.
How many years were they teammates?
Only like a
ballpark.
A handful, yeah. But... McHale would tell stories about Bird taking them to the Grateful Dead concerts and all the different crazy stuff that Walton would do.
J.J. Watt and a TV camera, says Jason in Clearlake.
Pretty good.
Found a TV camera today. Although he was asked to do it. I saw Sarge tweeting that he was asked. He said he didn't want to, but ended up doing it. Plus, he's going on TV this year. He's going to be in the booth with Ian Eagle.
Oh, he's not in the studio anymore?
He's going to the booth.
Huh.
Which I'm...
What crew would that be?
To see how
it's
he
not
does
the
that.
Top team, obviously.
Probably it's number two.
The number two.
I mean,
team?
You have Nance and Romo, and then Eagle and Watt would be number two. Ian Eagle's their number two guy.
Well,
Ian Eagle's their number one on college basketball.
Right.
Yeah. Ian Eagle, he's all over the place too. Well, how many? He does baseball.
I don't know if he does baseball
too.
I don't think
he
so.
Does.
Haven't heard
he does,
of baseball.
Nets.
I don't think he does baseball.
He's the Nets play-by-play guy. He's the National play-by-play guy.
Yep.
You're right. And he's number one college play-by-play guy.
Yep.
And then because of it, he got his son right out of Syracuse to be the Clippers TV guy.
Ian Eagle is a nice man, too. Like,
I'm sorry, Clippers radio guy, I think.
I think it's TV.
Brian.
I think there's a different guy who does radio.
Brian Seaman was their longtime radio guy,
and then
he got promoted to TV, I thought.
Their radio guy was like a very young dude straight out of college who had a huge TikTok following. I think his son does TV for the Clippers. I think the radio guy is like a 20-something-year-old, like out of USC.
I don't know what happened to Brian, but Brian was their radio guy forever, and then when Ralph quit doing simulcast, Ralph Lawler, Hall of Fame broadcaster, retired from the Clippers, then they gave Brian the TV job.
always like it whenever a famous person identifies me by name. Because, like, and even if, like, they probably just read it off the game notes, but, like, they took the effort to do that. Mm-hmm. I always respect that. And Ian Eagle, every time he sees me, like, three or four times, he's always like, hey, Jeremy, how you doing? And, like, he doesn't need to do that. Like, right. So I like Ian Eagle a lot because of that. And he's very good. Seth Payne and Josh Ennis. Haha. Edelman and Brady. That's a good call. McAfee and Rodgers is a good call. Rodgers told the Steelers he's all in.
Oh, really?
Did you see this?
I did not.
He told the Steelers he was all in. He went to Mike Tomlin's cookout. That was in the news today. People were obsessed with Aaron Rodgers. And the big news about Aaron Rodgers, he's married. Aaron Rodgers is now married.
Yeah, I heard that from someone yesterday. Married. One of my buddies said it to me. I said, what? And then I saw a sound clip today where he said something about the cheesiest, corniest line in the world about you can build certain things on just a lot of like outside variables, but when it comes from the soul, it means more.
And I'm rooting for Rodgers.
I mean, if we're bringing Rodgers in, we got to throw in Rodgers and Lazard and then Rodgers and Randall Cobb.
It's probably true, yeah. Probably true. Cheech and Chong, Madden and Summerall. That's a good call, Madden and Summerall. That's a good bromance. Kevin Cobb and Donovan McNabb. I didn't know they had a huge bromance. I know that they were Eagle quarterbacks together. Yeah, go Cougs. He had a bad concussions. Ended his career short. There was a big article about him not that long ago. I like Cobb, too, a lot.
Oh, Rodgers and Jordy Nelson.
Yeah.
Oh, Rodgers and Devontae Adams.
And Randall Cobb.
Would you hire a head coach who has his wife tattooed in his quarterback's jersey? Who is that?
Huh?
Oh, I think that's Rex Ryan, I believe.
Wait. Okay.
Read it again.
His wife has his quarterback's.
I'll read it for you. A head coach who has his wife tattooed in his quarterback's jersey. So he has his wife tattooed, but the wife is wearing his quarterback's jersey.
I think that's Rex Ryan.
I think that is Rex Ryan. Yeah. I think that the jersey's Mark Sanchez.
And she's not wearing shoes, right?
Yes.
I don't know that. Okay. I know what you're alluding to, but I do not know. I think that is Rex Ryan, and I think it is Mark Sanchez.
I'm fairly positive.
Very fuzzy on that as well. Buddy Ryan and Kevin Gilbride, that was not a good romance. Not a good romance. Easterby and Stroh's Medical, I don't know that they had a relationship, other than they're both bad at their jobs. Shaq O'Neal
fish,
and Charles
fish,
Barkley.
Red fish, blue fish.
Somebody just texted Callan, one fish, two fish, before you even played that. That's
good. Funny. You having a little party?
Jimmy Johnson, Jerry Jones, Bill O'Brien, and Alfred Blue. Only reason you tattoo your buddy's name on your ankles is because you escaped death, is what he said. Remember how ticked he was when the Eagles drafted Cobb? Oh, okay, that's what that alluded to. McNabb was mad when they drafted Cobb. That makes sense. I don't remember that, though. I don't have any recollection of that. Let's go out to the HRMP listener line. Antonio, you're in the Hive. What's up, Antonio?
What's going on, fellas?
What's up, man?
You there?
Yeah, we're here. Can you hear us? He can't hear us.
Yeah, I got Rex Ryan and Mark Sanchez of the Jets. Don't forget about them.
Yep, that's a good call. Appreciate that, Antonio. Yeah, they were tight, apparently very tight. That Rex Ryan, we think, had his wife tattooed in Sanchez's jersey on him. Somebody said Green and Christopher, Schaub and others teams, wide receivers, other teams corners, you mean. Tom Herman and the whole U of H team, go Cougs, kissed them. I read an article about Tom Herman today, actually. They're talking about how, you know, he's kind of fallen off the face of the earth.
Now, where is he? Wasn't that like Florida?
He got fired.
Oh, really?
It was at FAU.
Yeah, Florida Atlantic is what it
was. Lasted 2 years. Grass is not always greener on the other side.
He made some good cake, though, right?
Hold on, what?
Good money?
Yeah, he made good money. Cosell and Muhammad Ali, that's a good call. They were tight.
Yeah, they were.
They were real tight. Not reading that one, Texter. You guys are starting to get carried away. Israel and Cam.
Oh, yeah. Big time.
And Israel and Shador.
Israel and Shador. That's kind of faded away a little bit.
A little
post-draft.
Bit. It'll come back.
As soon as he plays in a game, Julius Campbell and Gary Bertier.
Who?
You know the reference? You know the
no.
reference? That's Remember the Titans, the two
oh,
linebackers.
I barely
strong side.
That.
Weak side. Is that what they say? They say strong side, weak side?
I don't know.
It's not strong side, weak side. Strong side, something else. And then, of course, Gary Butte or whatever dies in the – he didn't die. He gets hurt. Or did he die?
Spoiler alert.
It's 80 years old. And then the coach is up there. You cannot replace a Gary Butte or however you say his name. I love that movie. That's my favorite football movie. What's your favorite football movie? You can't that and not have a favorite football movie ready to go. You disrespect and remember
the Joel
Titans
just likes
like
that. I did the
How you disrespect and remember the Titans? Easily the best football movie ever made. Easily. And it has tons of mistakes. They're running the ball whenever they could put it on a knee. Remember the Titans beats a team when they could have put it on a knee. Titans were out of timeouts. They could have kneeled it. Game over. They hand it off, force a fumble, scoop and score for the touchdown. That almost soured me on the movie. I hate unrealistic things in movies. The team could have put it on a knee, iced the game, but they went Herm Edwards, tossed the ball to the running back. He gets stripped. Scoop and score, touchdown, Titans win. It almost ruined the movie for me.
Saying the director's a casual?
Yeah. Like, bring in an expert NFL or football guy that isn't going to have a mistake like that. You can't have a mistake like that. It ruins the movie for your purists, your real sports people, your real guys.
Most movies hire a consultant for just those kind of things.
That's why I dislike most sports movies, is because it's so fake. Like, Tin Cup, people love Tin Cup. I cringe when I watch Tin Cup.
Because of how many balls he hits.
Yes. Yeah. Take your drop, go up and down, either send it to a playoff or finish second and make millions of dollars. I hate the ending of that movie.
It's frustrating to watch.
That's why I hate sports movies. So that almost ruined it for me. Almost ruined it for me. But Remember the Titans is my favorite football movie, for sure. Friday Night Lights, I like the show better than the movie.
Really?
Yeah, the TV show's better than the movie.
The program was decent.
Program's funny. Yeah, I like the program too. Yeah. But the story of Remember the Titans, you're bringing two schools together. Yeah. I love that movie. Denzel Washington, he's my favorite actor too.
He's great. I feel like I'm missing a football movie that I really liked.
Which, yeah, Brian poo-pooed Remember the Titans, and he still hasn't given his favorite football movie. Was it Sandlot?
No.
Little Giants?
It's probably
Sandlot's a baseball Waterboy. Movie. I meant Little Giants. Waterboy?
Would you like some high-quality H2O?
If we're going to go, like, serious.
Major League is baseball. We're talking strictly football. Strictly football. I know I said Sandlot. That was my bad. Strictly football.
If we're going serious and dramatic, I liked We Are Marshall.
Yeah.
McConaughey.
Not bad. It's pretty
the
good.
Longest Yard or... What was the one with the Replacements?
The Longest Yard was okay. The Replacements isn't bad.
Not bad.
Any Given Sunday. Any Given Sunday.
I like
not that
one.
Kevin Costner one.
For Every Inch.
Where he's the GM of the Browns.
Oh, Draft Day?
Oh, yeah, Draft Day.
I'm going to do what's best for the team.
Texture Branham hates Rudy in Draft Day. I do hate Rudy in Draft Day. Rudy's so slow.
Yeah, it's cheap.
That movie's awful. I can't stand Rudy.
And plus, in real life, Rudy's kind of got a bad reputation.
Draft Day annoys me because Kevin Costner, like, trades down because he doesn't want to take that quarterback who, like, no one invited to the party, and then drafts him anyways.
Yeah, speaking of unrealistic, that movie was very unrealistic with the way they did trades in that movie.
Varsity Blues was good. Good call. Varsity Blues was good. I give that movie a 10. A 10. That's from Varsity Blues. Invincible. That was with Marky Mark. Wasn't it?
Yeah, Marky Mark.
It was okay.
It was okay.
It's the real story of the guy for the Eagles.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a receiver. It was a receiver.
Vince
for
something
the Eagles?
Or other, I think his name
Friday
was.
Friday Night Lights. Friday Night Lights, the show was better than the movie, man. Although Friday Night Lights did have the Astrodome in it.
True. Yeah, it was the Astrodome final scene, right? Or the final game?
It was the state championship game, if memory serves, against Dallas Carter. Any Given Sunday, North Dallas 40. Is North Dallas 40 with the one with Kathy Ireland?
That's Nick Nolte.
Which football movie is Kathy Ireland in? Am I thinking?
She kicked or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't know if that was North Dallas 40.
Necessary Roughness.
There you go.
Necessary Roughness is pretty good. I like Necessary Roughness. That was who was that team?
There's
they were like, was it Texas? Was it Texas State Armadillos?
It was definitely the Armadillos. I can't remember the school. Yeah, I don't remember the school, but it was
Texas
definitely Armadillos.
Western?
I think it might have been Texas State before Texas State was Texas State. Because remember, it used to be Southwest Texas. Remember before, like, Texas State had a name change in the last 15 years.
Yeah, when it was known as a school for lawyers at one point.
Well, I don't remember that. I always thought it was a party school, not a school for lawyers. But they changed that name to Texas State probably, in our lifetime. And that movie was made before it changed names. I want to say it might have been Texas State Armadillos. Varsity Blues, Gridiron Gang, Jerry Maguire. Jerry Maguire's a good football movie.
Yes.
That's a good call.
Yeah, I like Jerry Maguire.
Would you consider that a football movie?
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. It's a football movie.
Is
he's
there
a football,
no football
agent
in it?
Dealing with a
yeah,
football
with Rod
player.
Tidwell,
I know.
The wide receiver.
It feels like there has to be more football in it than what was in that movie. To me, that's more of a rom-com than it is a football
Remember the
movie.
Titans is the GOAT. A rom-com between Jerry Maguire and Tillman?
No. Renee
Zellweger.
Yeah,
Houston.
I forget the name of her.
You had me at hello.
Yeah.
I remember the Titans as the GOAT, but Gridiron Gang was good, too. I'm not sure I've seen Gridiron Gang.
Who's in that?
I'm not sure I've seen it.
I don't know that one.
It came out in 2006. Teenagers at a juvenile. Oh, The Rock's in it? Oh, boy. It can't be good then.
No way.
If the Rock's in it, movies? It can't be good.
Oh, come on.
I has there been a good Rock movie?
Yeah. Walking Tall was a good movie.
It's decent.
It was a good movie.
Decent. I haven't seen Gridiron Gang. Maybe I'll give it a shot. But if the Rock's in it, that kind of sours me on it. I think the Rock's a fine actor, but he's in a bunch of commercialized moneymakers that are not good movies.
Him and Vin Diesel.
I mean, that's mostly fair, but he's had a few good ones.
The Express, Unnecessary Roughness is good. Blue Mountain State. Blue Mountain State is a TV show, isn't it?
Yeah, it was a TV show.
Yeah, it's not a movie. Oh, Wildcats, Kathy. Nope. Wildcats is goated. I don't think I've seen Wildcats either.
That sounds familiar.
Who's in Wildcat? This was 1986, a rookie high school football coach.
What about
Goldie Hawn's in that one?
What about All the Right Moves?
I don't know. I've never seen
Tom Cruise in growing up in Pittsburgh. It was a high school football player trying to get a scholarship.
Really?
Yeah.
That was in 83. Yeah. That was before I was born. Cruise was in that?
Uh-huh. He's the lead role.
Wow. I need to watch some of these movies. I'd like to watch All the Right Moves in Wildcat. Wildcats. All right, let's go out to the HRMP listener line, 713-780-3776. We'll get out to him in a little bit.
Ian Eagle left the Clippers because he is going to be the B team for NBC's new NBA coverage.
Ian Eagle?
Noah Eagle.
So he was the TV voice.
The son, yeah.
Yeah, I think the radio guy's like some 20-something.
No, he was the radio voice, and they hired the guy you're talking about who's 24 after he left.
Gus is the GOAT. Gus is fine.
Gus is overdone.
Gus is fine. I wouldn't say he's the GOAT.
Like he forces a lot of his
Remember when stuff. Brian Song. Brian Song's a good movie. It's very sad, though.
I was going to say the sappy one, the original Brian Song is a tearjerker.
Radio's the best football movie ever. Radio's pretty good. I wouldn't call it the best ever. The Blind Side was meh. I wouldn't say The Blind Side's up there. Brian Song's very good. I'm not going to poo-poo Brian Song. That was pretty good. Somebody said Radio kinda. I've seen Radio. Radio's not bad.
That's Cuba Gooding Jr.
Yeah, Cuba Gooding Jr. is a great actor. Yep. The Last Boy Scout program, Little Giants. Brian is thinking of South Texas School of Law. I think you are thinking South Texas School
Maybe
of Law.
Maybe so.
Isn't that right South, down there by Toyota Center?
Yes. Texas State was never a place where you go to for higher education. No offense.
No, I just
That's always been, let's go there, party, and float on the river.
I know multiple people who have gone there and gone on to be lawyers. Maybe that's why it was in my mind.
At Texas State?
No, at the Southwest.
Yeah, I do. Meltzer.
Yeah, Meltzer.
I have some buddies who went to South, whatever that place is called, by the
South Texas School of Law?
Yeah. Yeah, it's a really good law school. South Texas is a really good law school. Absolutely.
I didn't know that.
Absolutely. But it's Texas State. That's where lawyers go. No.
I know multiple lawyers who went there.
No, you know where they don't even have, like, I don't even think they have advanced degrees.
Now, what I was misremembering is they went there and then later went to law school, but yes.
Okay, Roger Clemens.
Yeah. You don't go there to go to law. That's where the kids who want to have a good time go to school, and they float on the river and
Texas Western
drink a lot of water.
The basketball team that beat Kentucky, right?
Yeah, like 1950 UTEP. Or something like that.
Later became UTEP. Mm-hmm. We played a women's basketball game in the old gymnasium there once. Mm. It's pretty cool. Concussion. Too much oversaturation of Dwayne Johnson in Hollywood and the UFL stinks. Fair point.
They had their conference. I saw the average. They kept the names of the two different leagues for the conferences, and now – and then they had the U.S. or UFL championship. I saw the promos for it. And I'm like, why are they bringing up the old league's name and the new name? But I guess the old league is like the NFC.
It's
like,
the AFL turned into the AFC. I mean, it's kind of similar.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it's very similar.
I had no idea what was going on.
Super Bowl. That's what everybody's talking about. All right, 713-780-ESPN. Lance McCullers yesterday. Where are you at with Lance McCullers? 7 starts into his 2025 season. 713-780-ESPN. I almost gave away my own phone number there. 713-780-3776. Killer Bees, ESPN 97.5, ESPN 92.5.
ESPN 97.5. You're back with that. Killer Bees on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Jeremy Branham.
Left side, strong side. Remember the Titans. Joseph on YouTube's putting me in check a little bit. Remember the Titans took place in 1971, and taking a knee didn't become a thing until the 1990s. More realistic than I thought.
Man, you got well actually.
I did. I appreciate it. I appreciate that. Yeah, I appreciate that, Joseph. Thank you. I didn't realize that. I didn't realize that didn't become a thing until the 90s. So there you go. More realistic than I thought. I'm just a noob. I'm brand new. Appreciate that. Yeah, strong side, left side. That's what they said. Not strong side, weak side. I knew that was wrong. Bobby, Southwest Texas State Bobcats. Yes, it was a party school. I graduated from there when it was still Southwest Texas. Lawyers go there. That might be worse than your the Great Lakes are bigger than oceans.
No, I don't think I'll ever top that. I don't think I'll ever top that.
We need a bad take Hall of Fame.
It wasn't all oceans. It was specifically the Indian Ocean. I was still a terrible.
What do you
take.
Have against the Indian Ocean, Captain?
Just the smallest, I think.
Captain Harris maybe. From Police Academy went to Southwest Texas. Fun fact: Southwest Texas was a huge party school. It was rated number one party school for years in the late '80s and early '90s. I know that. I know that it was a huge party school.
Captain Harris was the older, short guy.
I never really got into the police academies.
Yeah, I didn't. I don't remember. I know the one guy that did all the sound effects.
Oh, really?
I mean, you know, the character that does all the sounds, like the
I'm not sure
the
I've seen more
gun,
than
20. Sirens.
No, I don't. I'm not sure I've watched more than 20 minutes of a Police Academy.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I've seen like bits and pieces when it's like on a random channel, but I've never seen a Police Academy from start to finish. Yeah. What's y'all's thoughts on the college football movie, The Program? Josh from Seabrook. I like that movie.
Yeah, we mentioned. I like it a lot.
I like the movie.
I think
it's
based on Florida State.
Was it?
I think so.
Yeah, it's pretty good. All right, let's go out to the HRMP listener line. Dusty, you're in the Hive. What's up?
Hey, love y'all show. Marshall, it was based on a actual events, true story. Great football movie.
Appreciate that, Dusty. Yeah, we are Marshall.
Yeah, that's Matthew McConaughey, right?
Yeah, yeah, it's a sad story. Whoa. It was a sad story. Yeah, I hate hearing about that stuff because, I mean, I fly.
Obviously.
Oklahoma State had a couple of them. They had their women's basketball staff. Remember, they passed away in a plane crash. Before like a Thursday night game against like a ranked team, and then they won. They beat the ranked team with a field goal like in the final play of the game. And then there was also one like 20 years prior to that. There was two within that same program.
Huh.
Yeah.
I want to say that one time one of Eddie Sutton's teams had like a close call with a plane.
Maybe so. Oklahoma State, pretty sure, has had two.
Huh.
One semi-recently and then one that's further away.
They survived? Everybody survived everything?
Uh-uh.
Oh, okay.
No. Yeah, it's awful stuff. I don't love sad movies, I'll be honest. 713-780-ESPN. Where are you with Lance McCullers? Seven starts in.
Kind of back to where I was prior to the two that were above average. Like, I'm trying to find out if the real Lance McCullers would please stand up. Because, you know, the two prior, he figured out his control issues. He was locating his pitches. And whether it's the 12 strikeouts or 7 or 8 or whatever he had the second one, as important as everybody looks at the strikeouts, his control was really good. His pitch count was down because of it, and he seemed like he was in complete command. He didn't have command last night, and that's a problem to me because that's why I'm not going to put him and elevate him. Like I even heard Blummer say on MLB Network that he's a third ace, that he's your number three starter. And I'm like, I can't go that far. Right now, he really fits what a fifth starter would be for the Astros.
To be fair, he said that before his last start. He said that. He's been fine. 7 starts in, considering what he's coming off of. I'm pleased with what I'm seeing with Lance McCullers. Texture yesterday was classic Lance, 5 innings, 100 pitches. That's about what you expect, and be glad with anything better. I agree. He's fine. He's better than I thought he'd be, if I'm being completely honest. All right, let's get to our car wreck of the day. 713-780-3776. What is your car wreck of the day? It is the Bees, ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5.
Do you have the ESPN Houston app? No? Then download it now in your app store.
Houston.
You all right?
My leg is broken. The bone's coming through.
I'll give you a f***ing loan, you prick. Where's my f***ing money?
This is the car wreck of the day.
Car wreck of the day. What is yours? 713-780-3776. Coming up after us, the best hour on ESPN Radio today. Glenn Davis, Soccer Matters, Destination 2026, Houston's countdown to the Cup. And Glenn and I will be joined by Dynamo gaffer Ben Olsen to discuss his experience on the 2006 World Cup team. Why are you looking at me like that?
I'm just just looking at you.
Joel had to leave a little early, pick up the girls, family duty. He did do, so he always gets on Paul for one thing. Paul leaves the studio. Gets on Paul for not shutting the door.
He left the door wide open?
Joel left the door 20% cracked.
Because you got me confused. He gets on Paul for more than one thing.
Fair.
I mean, there's also the coffee thing. He kills Paul over drinking the cold coffee and then not making a new pot.
He does get offended by that. He doesn't like that.
There's probably a few more things we can name.
Yeah, it takes a little too long moving from his seat.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
not getting out on time.
To be fair, Joel will make coffee. So he doesn't.
He will.
He doesn't. He's not a hypocrite there.
He's not.
I do think that Joel gets out of his space quickly. Not that anybody sits in his space afterwards, but he gets out of his space quickly, to be fair. There's no excuse for this one.
No. Yeah, not with the door.
He didn't have things in his hands. He wasn't carrying multiple things. He gets mad at Paul for leaving the door ajar. And what is that door?
I can't see it from my angle.
That door is ajar.
So you're saying car wreck of the day nominee?
Car wreck of the day nominee.
All right.
Texture at Southwest Texas, there were three majors, Budweiser, Miller Lite, and Coors.
Yeah, I thought it would have been Lone Star and Shiner.
Where lawyers go.
I knew. I know a couple lawyers that went there. Jesus.
Oh,
maybe they partied a whole lot while they're there. I don't know.
It's like Kim Kardashian.
It's not worse than my Ocean's take.
I don't know.
It can't be. It can't be. I don't know what Great Lake it was, but to the Indian Ocean, that was not a good one.
The Twitch says that you didn't compare it. The Twitch is getting on to you for saying that the Indian Ocean is the smallest ocean.
Is it not? Is it the Arctic Ocean?
I think Twitch said it was the Arctic Ocean.
Okay.
One
of the bottom two, then. Look, clearly I'm not an expert in oceans. I don't know why we were taking my ocean take seriously.
And then after Glenn Davis and Soccer Matters, NBA Finals, Game 3.
Who you got tonight?
I think OKC wins the series in 5.
Yeah. I mean, that was my original pick, and they certainly crushed him in Game 2. I'm going to go with that as well.
I said 6 on the show. I said 5 on TikTok.
My excellent argument swayed you. You're just marinating on
no,
it the whole
I'll
day.
I'll be honest. I forgot that it was 2-2-1-1-1.
Ah.
That's what swinged me. That's what swung to me.
Yeah. Let's say, I don't think that MLA Paul would be disappointed with that.
OKC's 5.5-point favorite on the road.
On the road, that's crazy. I think it's fair, but it's crazy.
Uncle Jack says the best football movie is Invincible. Invincible's good. It not the best IMO.
Yeah.
I'll go.
It's fine.
I'm still going to remember the Titans. All these people are like, watch this movie, watch this movie, watch this movie. And then I'm like, you know what? I'm going to watch that again. And then I start to think about it. I'm like, I don't watch movies anymore. I can't remember the last movie I watched.
Like, you mean just rewatching an old movie or just watch movies, period?
Any movie, period.
Really? Well, I mean, I guess to defend you on that, I mean, you obviously work a lot of extra outside of here with the Kook stuff, so. Yeah. I guess if I was making the argument against you, you got time on the road.
Last thing I think about is watching a movie.
I mean, yeah, I know you got to prepare for the game.
But I watch
and all,
a lot of TV. I'm pretty up to date with TV shows.
You're usually out there a day before, so if I were making the argument against you, you could say, well, you could go see a movie that first day.
Not to get into the semantics, but usually I'm traveling on a weekday. I'm traveling early in the morning, getting to the hotel, setting up to do a show.
Go see a movie.
You're telling me to go to a theater on foreign territory? Foreign land to watch a movie whenever I've been traveling all day, I'm exhausted.
I mean, I would, but I mean, you do you.
I guess I could do the whole like watch movies in increments, like watch 40 minutes here, 40 minutes there, but it's I don't like that. I don't like watching movie in increments. I feel like that's not the way you're supposed to take in a movie.
I mean, if you just don't want to leave the hotel, I mean, obviously there's movies.
Period. Not necessarily a hotel.
Well,
I don't even watch much TV at the hotel. Like, the most TV viewing I do is usually late night with the wife. Here's a show we're watching.
So what do you
do? Because
I
watch a lot of shows.
What are you doing then in the hotel?
Prep, either for our show the next day, if there's a show the next day, game prep. A lot of times I'll go to practices.
Okay.
Dinner. DoorDash.
Yeah, I mean, exactly. DoorDash and watch a movie.
Watch sports.
Yeah, I guess it depends what games are on.
Watch the shows that my wife doesn't watch with me.
Yeah, that is a constant struggle.
It is.
Trying to find time.
Yeah. All right. 713-780-ESPN. I was like, I'm going to check out this movie. And then I start to think about it. I'm not going to watch that.
You talking about some of these football movies that have come up? Yeah, there's no way I'm going to go back and rewatch them.
Like Jay on Twitter, he said, go watch Wildcats, which is intriguing to me.
You just know you're never going to watch it.
I don't think I would be like, okay, let's find out where it's at. Like, is it streaming anywhere? I'm probably not going to do the effort for that. And then I'm not going to commit an hour and a half to watch it.
It's probably not streaming anywhere because that was a movie that came out in the like early 80s, right?
Those movies don't stream places?
They do, but I would guess it'd be bigger movies, and I don't know if I would consider Wildcats to be a big movie.
Like, I'm going to watch the Astros tonight. They'll end around 9:30. Do I want to commit an hour and a half after the Astros play? I got to do my TikToks. That puts me at like 9:45. Jeremy J. Brennan. I don't know if I want to be up after 11.
Is it okay? So is it more that you don't have time, or is that your attention span is now shorter to where you just enjoy the TV show length?
TV show length.
Okay. There
are certain nights when I'm tired where I'm like, I don't want to really watch a 50-minute show. Let's watch one of the 28-minute shows.
Yeah. Yeah, my wife is often like that. I always want to go up for the longer show, but...
This texture, The Rock was good in Ballers. Ballers is so mid.
Wasn't it Sports Entourage?
I watched Ballers because I was intrigued. Let's see what it looks like, and then I felt pot committed. So I've watched every episode of Ballers. It is the sports version of Entourage.
Yeah.
Entourage is like a 5. Ballers is like a 3.5. And I watched every episode of Entourage. But Entourage was mid. Mid. Especially the later seasons. First few seasons were all right. Do you like Hard Knocks? I kind of like Hard Knocks.
I'm intrigued about this year with the Bills.
Yeah, I kind of like Hard Knocks.
I'm interested to see, especially if they get Bills Mafia involved. I don't know how much that'll be a storyline, but I think this year with the Bills could be pretty interesting.
James Cook could be a good storyline.
Yeah, I think it was smart of him to come back because he's not going to get paid, so he might as well not miss out on some paychecks for missing camp.
Yeah, but no, I like Hard Knocks. I will concede that Hard Knocks is not great television, and it's not nearly as good as it used to be. But I still watch it. I like the behind-the-scenes stuff. I think it's cool. I've been watching that horse racing show on Netflix.
What's it called?
I don't remember.
I'm disappointed the off-season Hard Knocks didn't come back, but I understand why it did. I thought it was fascinating. I thought it was their best show, but I'm guessing teams are unwilling to sign up after how that looked for Joe Shane and the Giants.
No one wants that.
Unless you have a great offseason, then sure, you'll take the victory lap. But
wasn't North Carolina supposed to be on it? And
it was, yeah.
Mrs.
I don't know
Belichick
if it was.
Said no.
I don't know if it was supposed to be for camp or for the season, but yeah, they were supposed to be on Hard Knocks.
All right, car wrecks of the day. What do you got?
The U.S. men's national team.
Oh,
if you didn't watch that game last night, you
did
only
you
had.
Did you watch it?
I watched. Well, I was out at the soccer remote, so yeah, I was watching it. But 35 minutes in, Switzerland's up 4-0 on the U.S. men's national team. Like, I know Switzerland's a step up from their last match against Turkey, and they're not playing their A roster, their A starting lineup, but you can't go down 4-0 the first 35 minutes.
4-0,
yeah.
It was the first, how many?
35, 36 minutes, something like that.
I mean, I think you got to look at the optimistic side of this year.
That they didn't lose 8-0?
No, they didn't give up a goal in the final 55 minutes.
Is that your silver lining?
You didn't.
Yeah, I mean, you're factually correct.
If you eliminate the first 35 minutes, the U.S. goalkeeper put up a clean sheet.
Do you think there's... I heard people throwing this out there. I don't know how much this thought like merits or holds water, but do you think because they're an automatic qualifier to the World Cup that they're just not taking these matches right now all that seriously?
I think that it could come and play out, or they want to experiment, see some things. I know Pulisic isn't playing.
Right.
At the same time, though, wouldn't you want to get a little bit of, get them to gel, have it marinate
some
bit?
Momentum, yeah,
some
confidence.
A year out in international soccer is pretty close.
Yeah.
You don't have the entire calendar to sit there and,
No, they're
going to
play the Gold Cup. I don't know what else we'll have after the Gold Cup.
No, I would like them to be playing some better football. This is a
so
bit
are you,
discouraging.
Are you pretty worried then?
I mean, yeah.
I mean, they seem
now,
like they...
if they look good in the Gold Cup, I'll change my opinion. But I don't like what I'm seeing. Losing to Turkey, getting blasted by Switzerland. It's not great. You got a new gaffer. Your best player is not playing. It's bad football right now in America.
Yeah, it is bad football. I do wonder... I don't know. Like, I wonder if they're just not taking it all that seriously right now, and they'll flip a switch. But it's hopefully fair to say that maybe this team isn't talented enough to flip a switch because they're not obviously
talented.
A squad that goes deep very often.
If they do well in the Gold Cup, I'll be like, okay, I'll be able to eliminate all this. Do you have any others?
Just Cubs fandom after the Pope put on a White Sox hat today.
Cubs fandoms losing their mind?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, no, I'm just saying it's got to suck to be a Cubs fan when the Pope has put on a White Sox hat today.
I mean, they are the White Sox. I'm going to nominate these 18-year-old dudes who were charged with trespassing after going into the Astrodome. Those people shouldn't be charged. That. They should be on our front line.
I'm surprised they didn't get eaten by a 37-pound cat.
You stole that take.
I did. Shout out to Seth Payne.
I'm disappointed in you.
It was
I put
a good joke.
On car wreck of the day for stealing that joke.
Well, at least it's not my other one, so.
We played a high school baseball. I watched it from the dugout. But we played in my junior year high school baseball playoff game against Brazos where they beat us. We played in the Astrodome, and, like, we had a practice there, and we started to, like, venture through the bowels of the Astrodome. We found a bunch of weird stuff in the Astrodome. I'll leave it at that. And then the Knicks as well. The Knicks, you have no plan. You fired Tibbs with no plan. Knicks. All right, what's winning?
I think probably my Southwest Texas lawyer team.
Yeah, good call. That wins. All right, Brian, congratulations. Does it for us. Thanks to Brian for the hard work. He was blank. I am Jeremy Branham. Coming up at 7, NBA Finals Game 3. But right now, Glenn Davis with Destination 2026 will be joined by Ben Olson. Talk to you tomorrow. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.